this morning. They sounded great. And now we have a group. And I was mentioning to them off air that I feel like I've met them before, and I'm not sure why. It's always a good omen. They are going to bring some great songwriting and singing. You'll hear a musical saw, perhaps for the first time, and also the great guitar playing of Erica June Christina Lang and Xander Hendrickson, respectively, who together perform as Faithful Sinners. Faithful Sinners, there's some applause coming from beyond the studio from some folks listening to you. And if you want to see the saw, you know, you can come around. There's a door on the side if you want to see it getting played, and we'll let you in. It's a little hard to come in through our front door, but feel free to do that. So, Erica, tell me about yourself.
My name is Erica.
Take me from birth to now. You've got 30 seconds. No.
30 seconds. Milwaukee, Florida, Pittsburgh.
Were you raised in Milwaukee?
No, I was born in Milwaukee, and I lived there for maybe about 3 years, and then we moved to Florida, and I grew up there. And then when I... Are you from Florida? Yeah. Florida. And I was on the East Coast, and then I came up to Pittsburgh to go to college at Carnegie Mellon, and I have loved Pittsburgh so much that I just haven't left.
When did you come to Carnegie Mellon?
Oh, this is like, how old are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't
no,
have
I don't
to
care,
answer
actually.
That.
I don't care. It's maybe like 13 or 14 years ago.
Okay, because I went there. And,
oh, you did? I graduated in 2001.
Okay, this is like, how old am I?
Back at you.
I graduated in 1983, so we probably wouldn't have passed. What do you study?
I do brain neuroscience type stuff.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I did chemical engineering. And what part of Florida were you from?
The East Coast. It's called Jensen Beach. A lot of people haven't heard of it. It's sort of halfway between Orlando and Miami on the coast. So.
And have you been musical? You have a beautiful voice, by the way. a lot of people probably immediately want to focus on the sob just because it's unusual, but you mm-hmm. really sing well. Did you sing when you were a kid, too? Or?
Sort of, though not quite as well, I'm pretty sure. my dad is very musical. He's been in a band all the time ever since he was 16 or something. So music was always around in the house. My brother is also a very, very good musician. And so I've always been, in high school I played trombone and kind of sort of went a more classical route. And then only recently have I become more, personally oriented, doing more like original music and trying to really be more in a band-like kind of a thing than in a symphonic orchestra or something. So.
Well, that's great. And when did the saw enter your repertoire?
I think at this point, maybe 10 years ago. But I started out and, just sort of fiddling around with it, not like really doing too much. I would do Christmas songs at parties and stuff like that. And then about... this year, really, since Xander and I started working on it together, I think my skills have gotten a lot better just because I've been playing so much more.
Yeah, you're actually really good at it. I've seen a lot of saw, I've seen a number of saw players, certainly not lots and lots. I've probably seen a dozen or so. And being able to hold tone on it and get the range out of it that you are, not to mention the various tremolo or vibration effects, are really neat. And by the way, if you're wondering, just picture a standard carpenter saw, a sort of a wood cutting saw mm-hmm. being played by bowing the non-serrated edge, which I suspect is important.
Yeah, you'd lose your bow pretty quickly if you did it the other way.
How did you learn to play?
Just self-taught. I think I found a website originally and it said hit it with a rubber mallet till you get the sound. And I did that for a little while, but that got pretty boring pretty fast because it doesn't hold the sound very long when you hit it with something. Mm-hmm. So the bow makes it last a lot longer. And I just started with an actual Home Depot saw because I thought, this is one of those hobbies that I probably won't, keep up with or whatever. There's so many of those, but it's just I really love it and I just can't stop playing it. So,
That's great. Well, we'll get to know Xander. Why don't we hear another song and then Xander will... you can look forward to the same in-depth, soul-stirring revelation of who you are and what makes you tick that we just did with Erica. That song was called the song you opened with?
That was called Rawhide.
And what's next?
Something We Don't.
Again, this is Faithful Sinners.
Passage of time.
may fly seem to know their plight. A gazelle just knows it hails to fight. A bear prowls when it's dusk tonight. Sea horses are always laying so tight. Birds take advantage when coasting like kites. And a farmer is probably the most polite. We know our place if it's measured by light. The universe don't care about you, no spy. It's happening, it's rapid, it's precious, it's dead. Put you in my style and you laugh as you rise. My perpetual motions and passage of time. I mean it, but I don't care about sonnets or wine. To find out a god that will find us in fact. Attempts to signals to him of connections amongst us. Is I see something? Is I see something? Is I see something we do?
Faithful Sinners at the Saturday Light Brigade. Who wrote that song?
Mostly me.
Well, yeah, the music is split. She does the words.
Yeah, and the same true of the first song as well. Was that collaboratively put together?
The first song is actually almost all Erica in terms of the music. That one, the music was like together. The first one she brought almost entirely to me. And that was the first song we played.
Yeah, you guys are really good. It's really fun to listen to you play. And you're pretty, very original. Xander, tell me about yourself. Are you from Pittsburgh or did you?
No, I grew up in farm country, in eastern PA. Nearest city was Reading, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And I just grew up in the middle of nowhere. There wasn't too much to do except for run around and get in trouble and play music. And I started playing guitar when I was 11, about, I think. I played piano before that, like every kid is required to. And I eventually ended up really liking guitar. And then I view it as, I guess, pretty typical stories. I played in bands in high school, you know. Eventually ended up working with someone that we were good enough together that people liked it and, you know, had mild success.
Well, that's good. When did you first write a song? Do you remember?
I remember what the first one I wrote. It was very bad, but I don't know, 13 or 14.
Yeah. I won't ask you to reveal details about the first song.
Or something. Yeah. I don't know. As soon as I could, basically.
Well, that's pretty good. Now, what brought you to Pittsburgh?
I went to college and then spent some time playing music in upstate New York. And then I moved to Pittsburgh after that.
And you two must have met in Pittsburgh, I gather. That's where your stars aligned. Or how did you meet?
We had probably, no exaggeration, 50 friends in common.
Wow.
Yet we had
bizarre.
Not met each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something. And did a lot of your friends say you need to meet so-and-so or none of that?
No, but really? When we did meet, we were just like almost immediately inseparable. So, you know.
Yeah, it's always neat to when you start to dissect or think about how people met each other that are friends or that play music together. It's always kind of interesting to think through that. At least I find it kind of neat. You're a heck of a guitar player, I think. I really liked – well, the first song you did had a lot of tension in it in a good way, and the waltz, is it kind of built up in that last song was great. It's kind of fun to listen. There's a lot going on in what you're playing. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about how people can see you and hear you other than on the radio. But why don't we hear another song? What would you like to do next?
How about IOU?
Okay, and the group is called, it's not The Faithful Sinners,
no,
right?
It's no,
Faithful. It's yes, I've been, haven't done it yet. You know, I'm being very careful.
It's not, we're easygoing. It's not a big deal.
Well, it's important to get it right. and I, so far, I just wanted to verify that I was doing it correctly. I rehearsed. So here they are again, Faithful Sinners. Faithful Sinners at the Saturday Light Brigade. I just happened to be looking at your website as you were playing, and you played at a Saw Festival, which, yeah. Not at a Shaw Festival, but a Saw Festival. What was that like? That was in New York, right?
Yeah, they have an annual Saw Festival in New York. This lady puts it on. She calls herself the Saw Lady, and she plays. She like busks in the subways there and stuff. And she is a big supporter of the Saw, so she has this festival every year. And we went to it last year. Actually, the first song that we played, Rawhide, that's sort of the impetus for us getting together as musicians, because I sort of wanted to play something original, and so I asked Andrew to play with me on that, and that's how we sort of started going with this. But anyway, it was a really neat event because we got to meet all 100 other saw players in America. Actually, there's more than that, but it was pretty great, and everybody got to play a solo. So that was, you know, a little bit of everybody's different sort of, like, way that they play the saw. I found out some things about, you know, what I do that's different or not right, because I'm self-taught, as most saw players are, and so we're all kind of doing things differently. I do it with the opposite hand of most people, and I kind of hold the bow differently, like, yeah, I don't know, but everyone's
really
good.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I just recognize you do bow with your left
hand.
Know. Not that, I mean, it's nuts. It's whatever you want to do.
Yeah, probably the one of the favorite parts of the Saw Festival is at the end, all of us got on stage and played a couple of songs together all at once. So, like, Somewhere Over the Rainbow was one of them, and it was, you know, just 100 saws all being like, you know,
wow.
So it was, everybody has a different timing on that song and everything too, so it was pretty amazing sounding in an interesting way.
Yeah, I can, yes, in a very interesting way. I can only imagine. But do people play saws of different metals, or is it usually, I mean, I call that a carpenter, I don't know if that is the right term for that saw.
I think that is the right term for this kind of saw.
This is kind of like,
saw,
yeah, hand.
A lot of people call it.
Yeah, this is the good old fashioned, like, everybody first gets a saw that looks just like this. But I'm trying to think if there are other, you couldn't really play like a coping saw or a miter saw, or, I mean, you need something that's flexible.
You need something that's flexible, because the way that you play this, if you can imagine in your minds out there in Radioland, you bend it one direction, like, and then at the very last second of the tip, you bend it back. So it's kind of like an S, and you just do that with your thumb, the last bit. And if you don't do that bend very well, you don't get a very long sustain out of the sound, or you can't make it at all. Like, if I just go like, if I'm playing it right now without bending at all, you can't hear anything. But if I bend it a lot, sorry, that was a little.
Oh, no, that's just fine.
Yeah, so you need to be able to do that with it. So it needs to be flexible enough to do that.
Can you use a logger's saw, a two-handed one?
Yeah, so actually my aunt
Can
Kathy,
you really?
No, I mean,
that'd be fun.
You probably could.
Yeah, no, my aunt Kathy, she had one of those in her, when I first started playing, she had one of those in the garage, and she was like, oh, you got to try this, and because it's super tall, I had to stand up to play it, and it has a handle on both ends, so that kind of limits the vibration a little bit, but it was really hard to play, but I was able to get a sound out of it.
Do people try to put pickups on them?
Yeah, actually, my brother has been helping me out a lot with that, and we had something that sort of stuck out over the blade, but at the base of the saw. And
a guitar pickup?
A guitar pickup, yeah. And then for a while I was playing with that, like plugging it into some effects boards and, you know, making it sound like, mostly it sounds a lot like whales, you know, if you put it through a big reverb, it's like, so.
The place where the sound comes out changes as it moves.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot more complicated than pretty much any, I don't know any other instruments exactly like that.
Mm-hmm. When I'm playing a low note, the vibration is at the bottom of the saw. When I'm playing a high note, it's at the top. And
do you,
so to mic it is very hard.
Yeah, I would think. Do you know Joy Toujours, who is a local musician here? He is a very talented musician, but he plays a bodiless electric fiddle, and he uses an electric drill without a bit. But the rotation of an electric drill to impart vibration to the fiddle, and it can be really neat.
Huh. Yeah, I have seen that kind of thing
like
before.
Like with a pickup? Or?
I don't know if he has a pickup on it or not. I suspect he must. Oh, yeah, he would have to, because the fiddle has no it wouldn't make any sound without it. Yeah, he'd have to, but it's neat to see him do that.
Sometimes I think about adding other pieces of hardware to my instrument collection.
Why not? You know,
tools of various kinds. One time I used a chainsaw, but it didn't really have the desired effect. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're going to go electric, you would have to be careful.
Yeah, you can't really make a lot of different noises out of it. It's just one. It's just, you know, and people are really frightened and they don't want to see it. So.
Have you guys released, you've got some songs on your website and also a video or two. Is there any music people can buy?
No.
And how can folks, do you know when your next gig is?
Yeah, our next gig is on August 9th at the Science Center, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty neat. They're doing, for the first time ever, they're having a 21 and over kind of a thing. So it's they just close the doors to the kids, and they have a bar upstairs, and people can go play in the planetarium or with a Tesla cage, and they can do all the different things that, you know, normally you wouldn't do because you let the kids do that first, kind of a thing.
Oh, that's great. So yeah. That's August 9th.
It's Thursday, August 9th from 6 to 10 p.m. And we're playing a couple of 45-minute sets there and doing a little science-y demonstration with the saw, you know. So it'll be pretty fun, I
gotta
think.
See, very smart. You know, she's got this market, you know, of the saw. How many saw players? You know, you said the 100 saw players in the U.S., I would imagine, I don't know, you think it's maybe 5,000? Did you ever think about that? How many people actively play saw? It can't be that many.
Well, it's also because, like, how far have you developed it? You know what I mean? Because, yeah. Like, it's because if you have a violin bow and you have a carpenter saw, then you know what I mean? Like, it's not like buying a guitar. Mm-hmm. So it's like people who've developed it to the level Erica has, or like the Saw Lady in New York, or some of the other people at festival, I think that's probably pretty low, you know, I think.
Yeah, it can't be.
It's hard to stick with. I think, I don't play it well, but I think it's an easy one to play but hard to master because it's so open-ended. I mean,
yeah, I could teach you in 5 minutes what you need to do, but then you'd have to sit there and sort of keep playing until you find you like something.
Well, I think, too, it's the muscles that you have to use, or your thumb is really taking a beating.
Actually, that was the hardest thing when I first started playing. I couldn't play for more than maybe 10 minutes because I would just get so tired on my hand, on my right hand, holding the top of the saw. So that must have just gotten better with practice because now I can go a real long time.
Yeah, there's really no way around it. You need the rigidity to mm-hmm. have the control, I guess,
yeah.
And you have to get it correct so you get the resonance. That's got to be really hard.
Yeah, and then now I wear a brace on my that hand as well, mm-hmm. So that I don't bend my wrist too far because I was getting sort of repetitive stress injury kind of
Yikes.
Thing from bending my wrist in a funny way.
So you could, you know, we could sue the saw manufacturer because there's probably no label on there that says not a musical instrument.
Yeah.
So
they do sell musical saws as well. So,
do they really?
Yeah, this one that I'm playing right now is a musical saw.
It just has the sharps on it for some reason.
It's just, yeah, they leave the cuts in there, so it can still cut.
It can still cut
me and my clothes, and it does. But it's not as sharp as the one that I started playing with. But my brother got this for me when I started being kind of like pretty good at it, because he thought, oh, you know.
Is it a different metal? Is it stainless?
It's all the same kind of metal, but what's different is that it is thinner, so it has the sustain for longer.
Okay.
And it's a little bit longer as well, so I get 3 octaves out of this.
Which Poor Xander. We're not talking about his guitar at all.
He has a great guitar.
It is a good guitar, actually, and it's a little
it's the same one everybody else has.
So. No, it's not. It's a little different. It's kind of a jazzy sound as you play it. It's a Taylor, if you're wondering. How old is it?
12 years, I think. 2000, yeah. 12 years.
Yeah. I was thinking, too, about Carnegie Science Center. They have the guitar exhibit now, so you can see that.
Yes, they have the world's largest guitar, playable guitar, I should say. It's really, really, really big, and it would take multiple people to play a chord, I think, but...
I did not. I'm embarrassed. I didn't know about that at all.
Oh, that's okay. That's why I'm here. I don't have a musical instrument. I don't have a tool.
That's the place we're playing, though. That's the place that we're.
That's where we're playing. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you don't have to play that guitar, though. Don't worry.
No, you don't have to do that. And they don't have the world's largest saw, which would be really curious to see.
Mm-hmm.
The Waltons, I'm imagining, have this big sawmill, you know, and this old saw, but. We got time for at least a couple more, I think. What would you like to do next?
You want to do the Silver Linings one? The new one?
Sure.
And by the way, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. And if you just tuned in, this group is called Faithful Sinners and features Xander and Erica on guitar and saw, respectively. We haven't heard Xander sing too much. Has Xander ever sing?
He does.
Yeah, more on the covers, I guess.
Yeah. Not that I'm just commenting.
I always, I guess maybe, I don't know how common it is. Every band I've been in, sort of like you sing what you write. Mm-hmm. And that's probably silly because sometimes it would sound better another person, but, you know,
yeah,
the stuff that Erica writes generally.
You're doing a lot of the lyrics, and you really do have a beautiful voice.
Thank you so very much.
So this is Silver Lining?
Yeah, it's a new, brand new.
Faithful Sinners.
Shallow or shellacked. You were so conscientious not to step on any cracks. I liked you better when you were fat. But don't worry, someday I'm sure you'll go right back to that. I liked you better when you were cold. Always genuine, always bold. Now you're catering to everyone, apple pie, yellow mode. I liked you better when you were cold. I hope you wake up before you realize you're alone. Actually, I'm just jealous. Why can't I be quite so selfish? I'm afraid I lay myself prone. Actually, that's not true. I cannot share that with you. I hope I'm better off all on my own.
Nice song, Faithful Sinners. And I want to turn to Michaela. I don't want to put you on the spot, but are there any questions, anything you're curious about listening to this?
No, I just really love your voice and your guitar playing.
Thank you.
Thank you. I love your voice. Both of your voices.
Yeah, they did such a good job singing.
Yeah.
How old were you when you started listening to SLB, Michaela? Like, pretty young, right? Six?
My mom's been listening to it forever, so I can't even remember when I started listening to it. I was so young.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know the backstory, but Michaela left Pittsburgh, about 5? How many years has it been since you left Pittsburgh to go to Virginia? Oh, it's been longer than that.
I grew up in Virginia, but I've been coming up to Pittsburgh every year.
Okay, wow.
I never actually lived here.
I didn't know that. How did I not know that? I forget a lot, though.
My mom grew up here, and so did my dad, grew up around here. But I was raised in Virginia, but they brought me up here every year because they wanted me to get into Pittsburgh.
Wow. And Diana is here. Were you raised in Fairfax as well? Have you guys known each other, like, since you were really little kids?
No, I moved around a lot because my dad is in the Air Force, so I've lived in a lot of places.
How long have you been in Virginia now?
I think 4 years.
Oh, that's cool. Maybe you'll actually hold on. It's got to be tough to make new friends as you move around. You guys sang really well together. You did great.
Thank you.
And
yes.
You can tell your best friends. They're like, you can tell just by looking at them. You're like sisters, except for the hair. Although you could change your hair. I guess there's sisters that have different color hair. One's blonde, one's brunette or dark. I think we have time for one more. It's really been fun to have you guys here, and I hope folks will consider coming to see you on August 9th, and also go to faithfulsinners.com to see them. And, you know, if you're looking for an interesting musical act to grace something that you have going on, I'm sure they would love to hear from you, because it's really fun to listen to you play. That was a beautiful song. The lyrics are great, and the way you're attacking them is really nice to hear. So what would you like to finish up with?
What do you think, Cassander? Do you want to do your song or Rose Garden?
Let's do the ukulele one.
The ukulele one.
Yeah. Tell you what, and while you're changing, and I wish we had more time, I'm going to do our close, so you'll get all of the radio time. Thank you for being with us today. Thanks to Christian, our 9-year-old phenomenal pianist. We thank Christian Chu for being here. Our Big Brother, Little Brother segment featuring Matt Menticky, Little Brother Andrew, and Christine Pace. And also Tom Cunningham from Fiddle Tales. And happy wedding day to Jason Tozier and Denise Ritter, who tie the knot in 4 hours and 6 minutes. 5 minutes, but I'm sure they'll do it right at the top of the hour. That's the kind of people the kind of person Jason is, at least. So what's this one called?
So
they changed your mind.
Yeah, we're going to play a cover, actually.
I was going to say, that's a funny looking ukulele.
Yes, I switched to the miniature saw, though. None of you can see that out there. But this is my grandfather's saw, and this one is a real saw, so watch out.
My grandfather saw was too big. Never mind. So it's a cover. And
it's a cover. The song is called Rose Garden, and it was made famous by Lynn Anderson.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to hear this. Is Xander singing this?
Well, he sings somewhere. A little bit,
Oh, okay. All right. I love it. from maybe 1973, four?
Yeah, something like that.
Oldie but goodie.
Once again, Faithful Sinners here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Now I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. Along with the sunshine, it's gotta be a little rain sometimes. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live, or let go. Pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. But I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you won't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. Well, if sweet talking you could make it come true, I'd give you the world right now on a silver platter. Oh, but what would it matter? So smile for a while, let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. It's gotta be a little rain sometimes. I could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap, still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. Smile for a while, let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. It's gotta be a little rain sometimes. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. It's gotta be a little rain sometimes.
Faithful Sinners, thank you. That was really terrific. I was so absorbed, I almost forgot to turn my microphone on. Thank you for being with us. FaithfulSinners.com is how you can learn more about them. And I hope you'll join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Public Radio.